This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence visited vaccine development sites on Monday, marking the beginning of the largest COVID-19 vaccine research trial yet. Their trips to North Carolina and Florida respectively come as the White House grapples with its most prominent virus case since the crisis began and a nationwide spike in the outbreak that threatens to undermine an economic rebound. White House officials say a vaccine is necessary to fully restore a sense of normalcy. Thursday marks the 6 months since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern. Reflecting on the millions of infections, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the pandemic continues to accelerate. He stressed that although the world has changed, the fundamental pillars of the response have not, which referred to political leadership and informing, engaging, and listening to communities, adding that the basic measures needed to suppress transmission and save lives hasn't changed. And that means leaders should find, isolate, test, and care for cases and trace and quarantine their contacts. Tedros also pointed out the pandemic was under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, South Korea, because the countries strictly followed the WHO's advice. Incidentally, more than 652,000 deaths have now been recorded globally from COVID-19. That figure is more than 148,000 in the United States, and the number of global infections is more than 16.4 million and more than 4.2 million in the United States. Brazil ranks number 3 in the number of infections and deaths globally. This is VOA News.